Good morning. Thank you, Ken. Such a beautiful day. So happy to be here today. We'll do a short commentary, or I'll read the lesson, workbook lesson 171, a short contemplation on it. That's the word. And then I'm just going to go into meditation and lead you through what I'm doing in my meditation. So workbook lesson 171. God is but love, and therefore, so am I. All things are echoes of the voice for God. God is but love, and therefore so am I. The power of decision is my own. God is but love, and therefore so am I. In the ACIM class in the morning, we started to read Practicing the Holy Instant. And in the last few sections, we've been being urged to practice the Holy Instant. And this lesson reminds me of practicing the Holy Instant. The Holy Instant is the present moment now. As I remember the truth of what everything is, what I am, and this lesson says that the power of decision is mine. And Jesus says in the text, he says, your practice must therefore rest upon your willingness, your power of decision, to let all littleness go. And littleness is just our private thoughts. Power of decision is mine, to let go of littleness, the private thoughts, the ego thinking. Jesus goes on to say, the instant in which magnitude dawns upon you, and this magnitude is remembering, because we seem to have forgotten it, what our truth is, who we are, what everything is. All things are echoes for the voice for God. He says that our magnitude dawns upon us He says the instant in which the magnitude dawns upon you is but as far away as your desire for it, for our decision for it. The power of decision is mine. The who am I self-inquiry process is the decision to practice the holy instant. I've seen a couple shows on TV where the character says the same word for all responses to every question. And that's similar to this self-inquiry process. When a private thought comes up, to respond with who's thinking, to expose the false self, and then to ask, who am I? And letting who am I not be answered by the false self, but to be revealed. And in the movies or the TV shows where their character is saying the same word in response to everything, we too will do that. Thought comes up and we'll ask, who's thinking? Maybe not out loud, but in our own mind. And we'll be practicing the holy instant as we return back. Listening to the echoes of the voice for God. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, I will no longer cherish littleness, my private thoughts, instead of magnitude, my truth. I'm willing to let all littleness go. I give over every plan I have made for my salvation in exchange for God's. Only His plan will content me. For there is nothing else that can bring me peace. The power of decision is mine. I choose in this present moment now to know my truth. I choose to let my magnitude dawn upon me. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we get in a comfortable position. remembering that there's nothing to do, no place to go, nothing to fix. For the next few moments, allowing myself to let go of the past and the future. Grounding right here and now. Nothing holds any importance over right now. Experiencing right now, turning inward, noticing any sensations in the body, the sound of the music, noticing but not paying attention to, just being aware. Being aware. Noticing any emotions or mood. Not getting involved with it, just noticing it. And notice any thoughts, any thinking. Again, not getting involved with the thoughts, just noticing if there are some. Like a scientist, not attached. Now letting all of this just be there, not needing to change it or fix it or have any other additional thought about it, just allowing it to be there. Remembering there's nothing to do, nowhere to go, nothing to fix. Leaving all of this just here and asking, who's thinking? Who's experiencing? Ex- exposing it all's coming from the mind. Who's aware? Who am I? Not the thought that comes up that's told me who I am, but letting that just be there. And just sitting in the who am I. Not needing to answer it. And as a thought comes up, asking who's thinking, realizing it's not your truth. What is my truth? What am I? Allowing that what am I the stillness of the what am I If a thought comes up, ask who's thinking. Realize it's just a private thought, not the truth. And ask, who am I? What is my truth? Feeling the stillness as it draws you deeper and deeper. Peaceful. Ramana Maharshi talked about the sun rising. When people would impatiently want to be able to be in the holy instant, the present moment now, truth, right now. And they would have trouble staying there. And he explained that the sun rises slowly. And that we move into the present moment now as the sunrise does. And to just keep practicing. And to be kind to ourselves and gentle. Returning back to a quiet mind. If a thought comes up, ask, who's thinking? And with the power of decision, letting go the littleness of the ego, exposing it as not the truth, we let it go. And we turn to our grandeur and we ask, who am I? Sinking into the silence, the peace, the stillness. The love that we are. Thank you. Thank you for joining with me today in practicing the holy instant, the present now, the eternal ever. Namaste.